Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Bruni. Adrian joins us all the way from Manhattan, New York. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Az. I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Oh, celebrating with the countries, our kings, our neighbors, Zimbabwe. Finally, the day has come. The day was beckoning, but the day is finally here.
Yeah, you guys waited a long time for this one, too.
Yeah, no. Nonetheless, though, let's talk about the U.S. Claiming to block a communications merger. What's this about?
Sure. The U.S. Department of Justice has launched a lawsuit to block AT&T, which is our largest mobile carrier, their $85 billion bid for Time Warner, arguing that it would hurt consumers and stifle competition. Observers say the case unusual because it challenges a merger between two different types of companies. Again, AT&T is a mobile phone company, and Time Warner is the big media conglomerate. But it could become a landmark antitrust action, potentially discouraging similar deals in the future. It's a starkly different move from the Obama administration's approval of a similar deal, which was Comcast's acquisition of NBC Universal after imposing numerous conditions on that transaction. That was another internet and cable provider acquired. NBC is our national broadcasting corporation. So for some Democrats, the deal represents a political showdown. They believe President Donald Trump's well-known distaste for CNN, which is owned by Time Warner, could be driving the Justice Department's decision.
Well, and then getting to the big guy, Mr. Trump, what's the latest on that front?
Right. So Donald Trump is back on Twitter again, tweeting Sunday that the three U.S. college basketball players briefly detained in China for shoplifting should still be imprisoned after ungrateful comments by one of their fathers. Notoriously outspoken basketball dad LeVar Ball, who is father of UCLA freshman LiAngelo Ball, downplayed the president's involvement in getting his son released from detention in China. The players, who all publicly thanked Trump at his request, remain suspended from playing basketball at UCLA. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr noted that it would be great if both Ball and Trump would, quote, just be quiet, unquote. Meanwhile, Trump has pardoned a turkey. Turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving, granting drumstick and wishbone the turkey mercy in the Rose Garden. I have a clip of that for you.
And, you know, you have to listen to him also. You're talking about, he said 40 years ago this did not happen. So, you know. I'll be letting you know next week. But I can tell you, you don't need somebody who's soft on crime like Jones.
I don't know what that clip is. That's not the charging of the turkey.
Let me just tell you, Roy Moore denies it. That's all I can say. He denies it. And by the way, he totally denies it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's sounding a bit harsh on our side, unfortunately. Sorry about that, Adrian. But
yeah, no worries. It's he had nice words for Drumstick the turkey, saying that he was a lucky turkey.
And I mean, I don't know if this is the right call by the U.S. military, but they've banned all alcohol or all alcohol drinking in Japan.
Yeah, it's an unusual move, for sure. But the U.S. military has imposed an alcohol ban on all of its troops in Japan after a U.S. Marine was involved in a fatal accident on the southern island of Okinawa. And that incident is suspected well, pretty much known to have involved alcohol. The 21-year-old Marine has been named as Nicholas James McLean, and the other driver was Tyara, who was 61 years old. McLean was arrested for driving under the influence, and a breath test showed he was up to 3 times over the legal limit for alcohol. So in addition to being banned from drinking in homes and in public places, including bars, clubs, and hotels, until further notice, all troops must stay on, also must also stay on base or at home. So they're doing this because the crash is going to renew resentment over the U.S. military's presence on Okinawa, which is a key outpost for the U.S. in Asia. Last year, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe protested to then-President Barack Obama after a Japanese woman was allegedly murdered by a U.S. military contractor on Okinawa, and that incident also involved alcohol. There have also been several other incidents with the Marines in alcohol on Okinawa. Japan has wanted us off the island for decades now. So this is kind of a bargain. We'll see if it lasts.
And in talking to that, Adrian, Charlie Rose also now has become a part of that celebrity list that has people claiming that they abuse them.
Right. Now, so this one was a bit of a surprise, I'll have to say, but Charlie Rose, who is the anchor of the Charlie Rose Show on PBS and also on the morning show on CBS, has been accused by 8 women of sexual harassment. So both PBS, which broadcasts his talk show, and CBS, where he's hosted CBS This Morning, have suspended him. And now I've heard that they have actually pulled his shows. So there's no longer Charlie Rose Show on PBS, and he is no longer on the morning show on CBS, which is a big deal for Americans. Charlie Rose has been on the air for probably about 50 years now. So, and then a second woman has come forward and claimed Senator Al Franken groped her during a photo op. And the New York Times has suspended a White House reporter, and multiple women have made accusations against the veteran Hollywood producer Adam Field. So this is just keeps going on and on and on, Ab. So we'll see who's next. I don't know anymore.
Nonetheless, Adrian, listen, thank you so much. I know that I had the news of Charles Manson dying. We were talking about it yesterday, but certainly a hated individual in the United States.
Much hated. So it was a end of a weird time for Americans with that one, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So he was a figure because he marked sort of the end of the 60s with his Manson family, and it was much it was a counter reaction to the 60s, Charles Manson. So
all right. Adrian, listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We chat again on Friday.
Always a pleasure, Abs.
Good morning to you, and good morning to you listening at home.